Catherine Stockett. The Help. Abilene. Chapter 1. August 1962. Mae Mobley was born on an early Sunday morning in August 1960. A church baby, we like to call it. Taking care of white babies, that's what I do, along with all the cooking and the cleaning. I done raised 17 kids in my lifetime. I know how to get them babies to sleep, stop crying, and go in the toilet bowl before they mamas even get out of bed in the morning. But I ain't never seen a baby yell like Mae Mobley Leifelt. First day I walk in the door, there she be, red hot and hollering with the colic, fighting that bottle like it's a rotten turnip. Miss Leifelt, she looked terrified of her own child. What am I doing wrong? Why can't I stop it? It? That was my first hint, something is wrong with this situation. So I took that pink, screaming baby in my arms. Bounced her on my hip to get the gas moving, and it didn't take 2 minutes for baby girl stopped her crying, got to smiling up at me like she do. But Miss Leifelt, she don't pick up her own baby for the rest of the day. I seen plenty of women's get the baby blues after they done birthing. I reckon I thought that's what it was. Here's something about Miss Leifelt, she not just frowning all the time, she skinny. Her legs is so spindly, she look like she done growed em last week. 23 years old and she lanky as a 14-year-old boy. Even her hair is thin, brown, see-through. She try to tease it up, but it only make it look thinner. Her face be the same shape as that red devil on the red hot candy box, pointy chin and all. Fact, her whole body be so full of sharp knobs and corners, it's no wonder she can't soothe that baby. Babies like fat. Like to bury, they face up in you armpit and go to sleep. They like big fat legs too. That I know. By the time she a year old, Mae Mobley following me around everywhere I go. 5 o'clock would come round and she'd be hanging on my Dr. Scholl shoe, dragging over the floor, crying like I weren't never coming back. Miss Leifelt, she'd narrow up her eyes at me like I done something wrong, unhitch that crying baby off my foot. I reckon that's the risk you run, letting somebody else raise you chillins. Mae Mobley 2 years old now. She got big brown eyes and honey color curls. But the bald spot in the back of her hair kinda throw things off. She get the same wrinkle between her eyebrows when she worried, like her mama. They kinda favor except Mae Mobley so fat. She ain't gone be no beauty queen. I think it bother Miss Leifelt, but Mae Mobley my special baby. I lost my own boy, Treloar, right before I started waiting on Miss Leifelt. He was 24 years old. The best part of a person's life. It just wasn't enough time living in this world. He had him a little apartment over on Foley Street. Seeing a real nice girl named Frances and I spec they was gone get married, but he was slow about things like that. Not cause he looking for something better, just cause he the thinking kind. Wore big glasses and reading all the time. He even start writing his own book, bout being a colored man living and working in Mississippi. Law, that made me proud. But one night he working late at the Scanlon Taylor Mill, lugging 2x4s to the truck, splinters slicing all the way through the glove. He too small for that kind of work, too skinny, but he needed the job. He was tired. It was raining. He slip off the loading dock, fell down on the drive. Tractor trailer didn't see him and crushed his lungs before he could move. By the time I found out, he was dead. That was the day my whole world went black. Air look black, sun look black. I laid up in bed and stared at the black walls of my house. Minnie came every day to make sure I was still breathing, feed me food to keep me living. Took 3 months for I even look out the window, see if the world's still there. I was surprised to see the world didn't stop just cause my boy did. 5 months after the funeral, I lifted myself up out of bed. I put on my white uniform and put my little gold cross back around my neck, and I went to wait on Miss Leifold cause she just have her baby girl. But it weren't too long before I seen something in me had changed. A bitter seed was planted inside of me. And I just didn't feel so accepting anymore. Get the house straightened up and then go on and fix some of that chicken salad now, say Miss Leifold. It's Bridge Club Day. Every fourth Wednesday a the month. Of course I already got everything ready to go. Made the chicken salad this morning, ironed the tablecloths yesterday. Miss Leifold seen me at it too. She ain't but 23 years old and she like hearing herself tell me what to do. She already got the blue dress on I ironed this morning, the one with 65 pleats on the waist, so tiny I got to squint through my glasses to iron. I don't hate much in life, but me and that dress is not on good terms. And you make sure May Mobley's not coming in on us, now. I tell you, I am so burned up at her. Tore up my good stationery into 5,000 pieces and I've got 15 thank you notes for the Junior League to do. I arrange the this and the that for her lady friends. Set out the good crystal, put the silver service out. Miss Leifold don't put up no dinky card table like the other ladies do. We set at the dining room table. Put a cloth on top to cover the big L-shaped crack. Move that red flower centerpiece to the sideboard to hide where the wood all scratched. Miss Leifold, she like it fancy when she do a luncheon. Maybe she trying to make up for her house being small. They ain't rich folk, that I know. Rich folk don't try so hard. I'm used to working for young couples, but I spec this is the smallest house I ever worked in. It's just the one story. Her and Mr. Leifold's room in the back be a fair size, but baby girl's room be tiny. The dining room and the regular living room kinda join up. Only two bathrooms, which is a relief cause I worked in houses where they was five or six. Take a whole day just to clean toilets. Miss Leifold don't pay but 95 cents an hour, less than I've been paid in years. But after Treelore died, I took what I could. Landlord wasn't gone wait much longer. And even though it's small, Miss Leifold done the house up nice as she can. She pretty good with the sewing machine. Anything she can't buy new of, she just get her some blue material and sew it a cover. The doorbell ring and I open it up. Hey, Abilene, Miss Skeeter say. Cause she the kind that speak to the help. How you? Hey, Miss Skeeter. I'm all right. Law, it's hot out there. Miss Skeeter real tall and skinny. Her hair be yellow and cut short above her shoulders cause she get the frizz year round. She 23 or so, same as Miss Leifold and the rest of them. She set her pocketbook on the chair, kinda itch around in her clothes a second. She wearing a white lace blouse buttoned up like a nun, flat shoes so I reckon she don't look any taller. Her blue skirt gaps open in the waist. Miss Skeeter always look like somebody else told her what to wear. I hear Miss Hilly and her mama, Miss Walter, pull up the driveway and toot the horn. Miss Hilly don't live but 10 feet away, but she always drive over. I let her in and she go right past me and I figure it's a good time to get May Mobley up from her nap. Soon as I walk in her nursery, May Mobley smile at me, reach out her fat little arms. You already up, baby girl? Why you didn't holler for me? She laugh, dance a little happy jig waiting on me to get her out. I give her a good hug. I reckon she don't get too many good hugs like this after I go home. Ever so often, I come to work and find her bawling in her crib. Miss Leifold busy on the sewing machine rolling her eyes like it's a stray cat stuck in the screen door. See, Miss Leifold, she dress up nice every day. Always got her makeup on, got a carport, double door Frigidaire with the built-in icebox. You see her in the Jitney 14 grocery, you never think she go and leave her baby crying in her crib like that. But the help always know. Today is a good day though. That girl just grins. I say, Abilene. She say, Abe-e-e. I say, love. She say, love. I say, May Mobley. She say, Abe-e-e. And then she laugh and laugh. She so tickled she talking and I got to say, it's about time. Treelor didn't say nothing till he too either. By the time he in third grade, though, he get to talking better than the President A the United States, coming home using words like conjugation and parliamentary. He get in junior high and we play this game where I give him a real simple word and he got to come up with a fancy one like it. I say house cat, he say domesticized feline, I say mixer and he say motorized rotunda. One day I say Crisco. He scratch his head. He just can't believe I done won the game with something simple as Crisco. Came to be a secret joke with us, meaning something you can't dress up no matter how you try. We start calling his daddy Crisco cause you can't fancy up a man done run off on his family. Plus he the greasiest no count you ever known. I tote May Mobley into the kitchen and put her in her high chair, thinking about two chores I need to finish today for Miss Leifold have a fit. Separate the napkins that started to fray and straighten up the silver service in the cabinet. Law, I'm on have to do it while the ladies is here, I guess. I take the tray a devil eggs out to the dining room. Miss Leifold setting at the head and to her left be Miss Hilly Holbrook and Miss Hilly's mama, Miss Walter, who Miss Hilly don't treat with no respect. And then on Miss Leifold's right be Miss Skeeter. I make the egg rounds, starting with ol' Miss Walter first cause she the elder. It's warm in here, but she got a thick brown sweater drooped around her shoulders. She scoop a egg up and near bout drop it cause she getting the palsy. Then I move over to Miss Hilly and she smile and take two. Miss Hilly got a round face and dark brown hair in the beehive. Her skin be olive color with freckles and moles. She wear a lot of red plaid. And she getting heavy in the bottom. Today, since it's so hot, she wearing a red sleeveless dress with no waist to it. She one of those grown ladies that still dress like a little girl with big bows and matching hats and such. She ain't my favorite. I move over to Miss Skeeter, but she wrinkle her nose up at me and say, no, thanks, cause she don't eat no eggs. I tell Miss Leifold every time she have the bridge club and she make me do them eggs anyways. She scared Miss Hilly be disappointed. Finally, I do Miss Leifold. She the hostess so she got to pick up her eggs last. And soon as I'm done, Miss Hilly say, don't mind if I do, and snatch herself two more eggs, which don't surprise me. Guess who I ran into at the beauty parlor? Miss Hilly say to the ladies. Who's that? Ask Miss Leifold. Celia Foot. And do you know what she asked me? If she could help with the benefit this year.